AM 910 WJCW, that is us, Carl and Attic with you right here at 8:14. And joining us on a Wednesday morning about this time, each week is Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Happy New Year. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. Thanks for the laugh this morning. I love starting my mornings off laughing with people.
Very good.
Laughter is the best medicine in the entire world, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bar none. Mm-hmm. And folks, just so you know, what we were laughing about was comparing the House of Representatives gentleman
to George Santos.
Right. To commercials on TV by famous sandwich chains, and what their sandwiches look like on TV, and then when you get there in reality, they're totally different.
Yeah. Okay?
And so if Mr. Santos wanted to follow that model, I mean, it's been used for many, many years in advertising.
Yep. Let's christen it right now.
Right.
He pulled a Santos.
He pulled a Santos.
All right. That, I want that to go down in American history.
Well, it's not as good as Ray Ray.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Old Bobby Ray Ray.
Well, no, but you know, you pull a Madoff, you know exactly what that's all about.
Totally.
So pull a Santos, gaslighting beyond belief.
I know. All right. And so, you know what? I mean, if that's what got the guy elected, I mean, keep making up stuff, but make some good laws in the process of it. because that's all we're asking for is take care of our money up there, you guys. Anyway, so here's what happened. So 5 or 6 months ago, we were talking about a global recession, right?
Yeah.
Finally, about 98% of the analysts are all predicting this. Hey, here's this crazy theory out there, you guys. This is going on right now. They're saying there's a possibility of a global recession. And what does that really mean for real estate? What does that mean in general? There's a lot of things that are happening in the fundamental part of business that's going on right, in our economy right now. But as far as a global recession, how is that going to affect East Tennessee? And if I'm going to buy or sell a house, that's really what people care about when they tune into the show. I mean, they want to know what's the story? What's my story?
Are you predicting a global recession?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 months ago, we talked about that.
A recession?
Yeah, a pullback.
But not a full-blown depression.
Not a depression, a recession.
Okay.
The global recession.
You.
Yeah, we talked about that already. And so now what I'm saying is the analysts are finally coming on board.
Right.
And even the consumer price index, I mean, those guys that do a lot of surveys and stuff like that recently reported that 8 out of 10 people said that we're going to have economic difficulty in 2023. Well, I agree with that. We're having it right now. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Wake
up.
Yep. And then 65% of the people that they interviewed that said that they expected prices to rise. Well, I think that's on the downside of starting to slow down a little bit. And we talk about that. We talk about how inflation is playing into this, mm-hmm. this big picture. I think with a strong jobs market, I think that's what's going to come out today. I think that the news is not going to be bad news. I don't think it's going to be great news. I think it's just going to be about average, on the job market. I think that's going to be about average. Inflation sitting between 7 and 8%, depending on who you talk to and what factor you put into that, what element that you put into that. Do we count that in grocery store sales? Is that a part of it? It's a huge part of it, guys. It's about 38% of 7 to 8% across the board inflation,
wow.
which is what we're dealing with right now.
Is it sad that the only way I've noticed the inflation is I now pay more for a 2-liter Coke?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just not the Coke, Alec. It's every single thing you touch, including how much it costs to get all the products to the grocery store. Fuel is not cheap, okay? And then you couple that with availability and supply chain issues, and of course you've got a natural cause for inflation, which mm-hmm. is what we're dealing with right now. But you know, as long as the job market's high, it remains good or fairly good, and in our area, real estate is still hard to come by, even though we're seeing, you know, properties come on the market and stay on the market several months now that we weren't seeing before.
That's good.
We're seeing about a 1 to 2%, you know, price reduction in inventory, what things are selling for now versus what they were during the pandemic era.
Mm-hmm.
But how does a recession really, the question is, how will a full-blown recession that the media is talking about, how will that really affect the housing market in East Tennessee? How is that going to affect you and I here in East Tennessee? And that's the big question. Well, if you had your house on the market, here's my advice. If you had your house on the market and it didn't sell, during these times, you probably need to reevaluate, you know, because what happens
check is, the price point.
Yeah, check the price point. Because what happens is there's only two things that a consumer can control about selling a house, is the condition of the house and the price. Mm-hmm. And the other variables can't be controlled by anybody unless you actually tear the house down and rebuild it or move the house from one location to another. There's only two things that they can control. So let's talk about those two things.
Okay.
Condition is a price is a reflection on condition anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it really comes right down to price.
There you go.
I mean, if you think about it. So what does that mean for selling a house in Johnson City, Kingsport area during this time of possibly a recession? It means that we'll probably take a little bit less than we plan to. It mm-hmm. means reevaluating our price and looking at it with a different set of lenses.
And quite possibly the price got to its current level because of what took place 6-8 months ago when prices were going through the roof
sure.
and everything
for
was
sure.
rising.
If you could exclude the pandemic era out of the mix, houses would probably have been the same as what you should price them for right now. You know,
okay.
You take that, you'll take the whole pandemic thing out of the mix. But, you know, a recession isn't scary. You just have to learn how to navigate your way through it. A recession is no different than going through a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're driving through a storm, do I know what my driving conditions are? And in case I get in trouble, do I know what to do? And do I know where I am in this process? And that's the same thing that we're dealing with recession. It's more scary in words than it is in reality. Once people understand that it's not that scary, it's just a pullback, a withdrawal in the economy. I mean, in other words, we don't have as many people buying houses because guess what? Half of the S&P 500 companies have laid off people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't have jobs right now. We remember we were screaming for hospitality workers a year ago. And today now we have hospitality workers, but we don't have jobs for them, mm-hmm. you know, because there's been a restriction or a pullback in the economy.
Yep.
I would say that would you say it's a seller's market or a buyer's market now?
I would say that we're moving to more of a balanced market, hmm. but it's definitely not a seller's market like it was.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we're kind of evening out a little bit, but it'll even, here's what's going to happen. It went from a seller's market to what we call a balanced market, which is ideally what we want, a 6 to 8 month supply of houses for everybody out there who wants a house. We have one for you that'll fit your needs. You're going to love exactly what your choices are. That's a perfect storm right there. But right now we're not there yet, but we're moving in that direction. And I think that the economy is trying to find a foothold in the housing era or the housing market to bring us out of a possible recession. And that's not going to happen.
No, right? that alone cannot do it.
Exactly. The cards have already been put into place. The thing that I want people to realize is not to be afraid. I mean, don't be afraid of this time. It's no more different than driving through a thunderstorm. You just have to drive a little slower,
mm-hmm.
you know, and more cautious.
Like this morning.
Yeah, it's not like it was before. You have clients and go, I really like that house, but that seems like it's a little too much. What would you say? And you would probably say, oh, well, you know, maybe wait a little bit. But before, it's like, I really like that house, but that, oh, it's already gone? Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's changing, Alec.
Yeah.
I mean, that is changing by the day. And certainly, just since we've spoken last week, we've seen, you know, more houses, more availability in housing in our area than we had last week. I mean, so all that is starting to change. You know, in most cases, what happens when you get into a recession and how that affects the housing market is, number one, puts less buyers on the table that could buy houses. And yes, it does. It does do that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that we normally see sellers chasing buyers with price reductions during a recession that we're probably not going to see this time. See, you got to look at our economy. About every 10 to 14 years, we have an adjustment in the economy, in the United States economy. And that's what we're calling a recession right now. And so that recession is going to naturally happen, and people usually lower their prices in order to still sell real estate during those times. But out of the last 5 recessions, only 4 of them had price reductions. One of them, it didn't last long enough to have one. We had one in 1980, I think, or 1981, that only lasted like 3 quarters.
Hmm.
You know, that's not even a whole year. You know, so that recession, the people did not lose home values. And even if they would lose some home values in our area, it's going to only represent a few percent, less than 5%.
Wow.
So let's not overreact to this thunderstorm that we're possibly passing through into 2023 that we'll probably start to come out of in 2024. So I just say there's no reason to be afraid of an area. Just, we just have to have the tools to navigate through this storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Pardon me?
Am I making any sense?
Well, of course, of course.
I think
the analogy is a good one too, you know, because as you drive through a storm, you're aware of everything going on,
yes.
And you need to be aware of everything going on.
But maybe just understand something that in our area, a recession doesn't mean that the housing market's going to go to bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, go down. It's not going to go down. Our availability, our inventory is still challenged, and we still have plenty of buyers for it, even though some of them now have fallen off the table because they can't either get a loan or they're paying double in their mortgage payments,
yeah. Wow.
What they were a year ago. So I totally understand that. But remember something, when you look at real estate, and you have to look at it as a long-term investment. If you look at real estate as a short-term investment, you'll never get the timing right for you in the market.
As an investment vehicle, yeah.
Right. You have to look at it as a long-term investment and how that affects your happiness. How your happiness button is pushed when I walk into my house. Am I happy or am I sad? No, I'm happy. I love where I live.
And you and Max, right?
Oh, I love my Max. Max is a good boy. He did not want me to go to work this morning.
Yeah. Well, that can happen too.
So what happens in a recession also is if renters become more prevalent, because it's easier to get into rental property than it is to buy a home during a recession, because you don't have to qualify for those high mortgage rates. You know? So renting it seems to be a big indicator of the fact that we're going into a recession. So right now you should expect to see your rents go up. I mean, we're gonna see in 2023 rents probably increase in our area between 5% and 7%. So just hang on
wow.
to your hats if you're up for any lease renewals. But there's a lot going on. There's still a great time to buy or sell a house. I would not let this time stop me. I don't let any time stop me, because if you're definitely in that mode that you want to buy or sell, definitely give me a call. My office number is 530-7077. But any of our agents from Premier Homes and Properties can help you. We all know how to handle this recession. That's where we grained our biggest years.
There you go.
Last recession.
What's that number again?
Well,
your cell.
Cell number is 423-946-7575, and that's the best number to get a hold of me.
946-7575. Okay. All righty, Bill. Thanks a lot. We will talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.